Proclamation number 7007 of 31st of December, 1957. Sylvester. Time passes. You humans let one day after the other pass by and only ever look after your earthly well-being. And time is irretrievably lost for your souls. You will never be able to make up for what you have missed. Precious earthly time will have remained unused if you have not striven towards spiritual aims until now. But you are still granted a short period of time and you can still achieve much in this short time. You can still release your soul from the deepest darkness. You can still give it a light on earth and you can enter the kingdom of the beyond with a glimmer of light when the last day has come. It is not yet too late for you. And therefore I repeatedly address urgent admonitions and warnings to you humans not to continue to live so unscrupulously into the day but to seriously consider why you live on earth, what purpose your earthly existence has and whether you live on this earth in accordance with it. It only requires 1 hour of serious reflection. 1 hour where you remember the power which brought you into being and mentally entrust yourselves to this power that it may guide you for the rest of your life so that you reach the right aim. And you can believe it. I will respect every mentally spoken word. I will take you by the hand and guide you. For I want you to reach the aim, that your earthly life is not lived in vain. And I will also create the opportunity for every person to be able to spend such contemplative hours. Every person will be faithfully confronted with times when even the greatest worldling will be prompted to ask such questions. But every person must now evaluate his situation himself in the right way. Again and again my hand will touch him. But if it is pushed back then he is hopelessly abandoned to ruin because I respect his will, which determines himself. Yet I will address people ever more frequently and in the most diverse ways in order to achieve only one thing, that he becomes thoughtful, because then he can also be mentally influenced by the world of light, which is otherwise impossible. And because the time until the end is constantly decreasing my obvious warnings must also increase, and therefore you humans will still have to experience or witness many things in your environment, you will still hear and see many things which only happen in view of the approaching end and can only be explained such that they are the last means I use to still bring people to their senses before the end. As long as the life of the soul is left unnoticed, as long as only the body and its desires are thought of, as long as no spiritual thoughts awaken and are cultivated in the human being will be in utmost danger that the abyss will take him up again, because every day can be the last for him and the soul will leave its body again in deepest darkness. I only want to kindle a small light in you in order to prevent you from leaving the earth completely without light, which is equal to spiritual death, to banishment and the new creations of the earth. Do not resist when a little light is brought to you. Let its rays fall into your hearts and desire that it becomes brighter in you. Remember the actual purpose of your earthly life and do not seek it in physical well-being, in an earthly successful earthly life. You are still given a short time of grace. Make use of it and you can still achieve much. You can place yourselves under my guidance, and if it is your sincere will to make contact with your God and Creator, I will take hold of you and no longer let go of you. But you must grasp this serious will in hours of inner contemplation. And if suffering or illness befalls you, then remember that these are only my means to induce you to this inner contemplation. And everything will be a blessing for you if you find your way to me through it and entrust yourselves to me. then even the short time can bring you a wealth of light, and you need not fear the hour of death or the end. Amen.